The God who created the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. The God who delved the great deeps and built up the high mountains. The God who set the sun and moon upon their course and framed the worlds and built the nurseries where stars are born. That same God created you and me. Before the first sunrise from all eternity, he knew your name and loved you and appointed the day of your birth. With loving kindness, he knit you together in your mother's womb. With omnipotent power, he breathed into your nostrils the breath of life, and all that you have and all that you are is a gift. Estamos criaturas. Estamos criados por Dios, que quiere decir que toda nuestra existencia es un don. Él nos creó, Él nos inspiró con el espíritu de la vida, y todo que tenemos y todo que somos es un don de Dios. Y hay más. No solo estamos criados por Dios, estamos también redimidos. Y cuando estábamos en el pecado y en la muerte, Dios envió a su Hijo único para salvarnos, para dar su vida, su sangre preciosa, para redimirnos de la muerte y del pecado. Y por eso, por esta salvación, más que todo, debemos dar gracias a nuestro Dios. Not only did God create us, but when in the beginning our first parents were constituted by him in a covenant of perfect love, when in foolishness and pride they turned their back on him and spurned his love, and lost his friendship, when each of us added to the sin of our first parents by our own sinfulness and foolishness and pride. When all that had happened, God did not abandon us to sin and death. Quite the contrary. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but should have eternal life. And where sin abounded, grace abounded all the more. And in this was love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an expiation for our sins. God himself, when we were wandering in darkness, came to seek and to save what was lost. He came to teach us the path of righteousness, to heal our sickness, to drive away the darkness. And in the garden, he prayed for us. And on the cross, he suffered for us, pouring out his very life's blood, the precious price, more precious than silver or gold, by which we were purchased for God forever. How can I repay the Lord? The psalmist sings, for his goodness to me. It's an important question. What response could we possibly make in the face of such mercy, of such love, of such superabundant, overflowing generosity? In just a few moments, we will celebrate the Eucharist. Eucharist is a Greek word which means thanksgiving. We will approach this altar with gifts of bread and wine, little things in themselves, but by the power of the words of Christ, they will be transformed into his holy body, into his precious blood. And here on this altar, we will offer to God a perfect sacrifice of thanksgiving, an offering of inestimable worth. Today, at this Mass, thinking on all the mercies, all the goodness, all the benefits of God. We ought to throw our whole selves, all our spiritual energy, into this act of solemn thanksgiving. And along with the body and blood of Christ, we ought to offer our own lives, our very selves. We ought to offer ourselves every day as we walk through this world in gratitude until, please God, that day should come, when at last in the glory of heaven we will look upon him face to face, whom we have loved and who so loved us. And captivated by the vision of his beauty, we might join immortal voices to that song which is in heaven, that mighty hymn of great thanksgiving, that chorus of unbroken praise.